Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, Texas is known for its diverse agricultural production. How about telling us about some uses for the Texas wheat crop?
Well, you know, Tony, here at the Texas Department of Agriculture, we say that agriculture is everybody's culture. You know, each and every day we're all touched in some way by agriculture, and not just once, many times. Producers across the state are doing their part to contribute to new and innovative products, and our wheat producers are constructing wallboard from wheat straw.
I've heard of straw huts, but this is a new one.
Oh, no. You know, over the years, the use of straw is evolved. We've been using it a long time. You know, straw's been used for, you know, some pretty primitive construction in years past, but farmers across the state are modifying combines to allow the sweet straw to be placed in windrows. This so it can be picked up by a baler and, you know, put in bales. These bales are then sold to manufacturers for the production of wallboard. Wheat straw is clean and compressed, between construction sheeting, and is heated to allow the natural binding properties of the straw to come together. And from there, you get a finished product, which is wallboard.
Well, what typically happens happened to wheat straw in the past?
Well, in most cases, you know, the straws, many times they burn it off or it was plowed under. And farmers are taking the next step to find innovative ways to use this ag product. You might say it's more about sustainable agriculture.
And it's a matter of using everything rather than throwing a lot of good stuff away.
It's kind of like from the squeal to the tail, as we say.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.